Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing. The mother of the late Port Coquitlam student Amanda Todd is relieved after a court appeal by her daughter's online tormentor was denied last week. On Saturday, January 25, the Supreme Court of the Netherlands confirmed the 6-year sentence that was converted from the 13 years that Aidan Coben received in Canada in 2022. The Dutch legal decision was posted online today, January 28. Coben was found guilty by a jury at the New Westminster Law Courts on 5 charges: extortion, importing and distributing child pornography, possession of child pornography, communicating with the intent to lure a child, criminal harassment. At sentencing, Crown Counsel asked for a judicial stay on the possession of child porn conviction, citing a legal principle. Amanda Todd's mother, Carol, told the Tri-City News on January 28, 2025, that the Dutch court's ruling to uphold the converted sentence marks the completion of this chapter in Amanda's story. "This decision signifies a moment of justice for the actions committed by Aidan Coben against my daughter, Amanda," Carol Todd said. "Through the perseverance of the judicial system and the patience required to await outcomes, we have learned about the strength needed since 2014 for this day to arrive." She continued, "This outcome represents justice not only for Amanda, but also for the other victims of Aidan Coben and their families. Aidan Coben deserves the time he is spending in prison, and it is hoped that he will spend many more years reflecting on his intolerable actions against Amanda and his other victims." The ruling reaffirms faith in the legal system and provides a sense of hope and healing for the future, Carol Todd said. Amanda Todd, a CABE student in Coquitlam who was pursued by Coben online for years through various social media platforms like Facebook and YouTube, took her life at the age of 15. A month before her sudden death, she posted a video on YouTube with flashcards stating how she felt emotionally. In 2017, Coben was sentenced to nearly 11 years in jail in the Netherlands for similar extortion offenses against 34 girls and 5 gay men. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with Arrow. Want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcara News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.